Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going live.
Listen.
The potter. He saw a vessel. Broken by the wind and the rain. Oh Lord, he saw it with so much compassion. Yes, he did. Together again.
Everybody, you are now on the spot. Amen. We're in the Praise and Media Group. Amen. I am Minister Brown and my co-host, Pastor Catrice. Amen. Catrice, excuse me. I always call her Pastor Catrice. But amen. We're back here tonight, live on the spot. Amen. How are you doing, Pastor?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessing God. And praise Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. This is truly an honor and privilege, amen. We're just going to get right into it, amen. We're just going to sanctify these lines, amen, and we're just going to, amen, turn it over to the hands of the Holy Spirit, amen, to do what needs to be done, to tear up, to heal, to rebuild, amen, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint this broadcast, Lord God, even as it goes out over the internet, Lord God. Even as it goes forth, Lord God, on the phone lines, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, by the guidance of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that people will receive what they need to receive tonight, Lord God, concerning the Proverbs 31 woman, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, the household, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, the virtuous of the woman, Lord God. Let every woman be edified. Let her be built up, Lord God, fitly framed together to form a holy temple unto the Lord thy God, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God. Send angels all across these airwaves, Lord God. Touch every line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it by the apostolic anointing of our overseers, Lord God, that anything that's not of you, Lord God, let it come to naught, Lord God. You said every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord. So right now, Lord God, let this be spirit-led, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to be one step ahead of the adversary on tonight, Lord God. For the flesh is willing, for the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So we're going to get right into it. And even if you want to call in, it's 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416 if you want to get in on the topic. We're talking tonight about the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 woman. We'll be coming from Proverbs chapter 31. Amen. I believe this is an issue, amen, that many have given their interpretation of, many have given their views on. The Bible clearly states, we want to know, amen, for the listeners, about the Proverbs 31 woman, does she still exist? Does she still exist? The Bible says, you know, who can find one? Who can find one? Does she still exist? Do you think you are a Proverbs 31 woman? And if there are any Proverbs 31 women out there listening, amen, I want you to call in, weigh on it on this subject, amen. I want you to call in and weigh in, amen. And if you're a male, if you're a man of God, amen, or if you're a man, amen, just call in and say, well, what do you think has happened? Or if you have one, amen. It's all about edification to help one another, amen. And we're talking about the Proverbs 31 woman, amen. So we're just going to take it from the first couple of verses of Proverbs chapter 31. If you got your Bibles, you can follow along. And we're just going to take our time tonight, amen. We're going to take callers in. And we're just going to begin to expound on this. We're just going to begin to take callers and just see what the Lord has given you as well. But starting in verse 1, it says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Now, we don't know too much about King Lemuel, but we know that he was a king and that he was taught by his mother. So we're going to just knock out the first 7 verses. Amen. Amen. It says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, what the son of my bowels, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Verse 4, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink, verse 5, and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Verse 6, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Amen. So we're just covering the first 7 verses of this Proverbs 31. Now, this is a woman of God, a mother, talking to her son. And she's talking to her son and said, look, my son, the son of my womb, the fruit that came out of my womb, the son of my vows, give not your strength unto women. Amen. Well, what happened to Samson, amen? Well, we know what happened to Samson, his strength, amen, which according to the Nazarene vow, amen, cut his hair, got his hair cut by Delilah, the strength went out, amen. So how can we bring this up into modern-day terms? And the modern-day term is don't give your strength into women that are not of God, that is not your wife, amen, because you will be compromising the anointing that's on your life. You'll be compromising the anointed man of God. Nor the ways to that which destroyeth kings. There are various other ways besides giving out of your anointing that unto the women that will destroy you. Amen. Various ways through the works of the flesh. But in verse 4 it says, it's not for kings, O Lemuel, it's not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Amen. The Bible clearly tells you, King, that it's not for a king to drink wine, nor for a prince to drink strong drink. Amen. So I know we have a lot of brothers who, you know, you drink your drink or your Shiraka or whatever they're drinking out there in the street, or your Cristalin and whatever that stuff is, and you're drinking that stuff, and it's pretty good to you, and then you're going to call yourself king. Well, the Bible says kings don't drink that stuff, lest they drink and forget the law, pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. See, you can't judge the right way when you're drinking a strong drink and a strong wine. So why would the Bible tell a king that? Why? Because you cannot think clearly to choose that Proverbs 31 woman. So before it gets into the woman of God, you got to take it from the verse. You got to take it from the first verse. You got to take it from the first verse on down, and you got to read with that mother. With that mother. See, the problem is a lot of mothers of the church are not giving out this wisdom into their sons. They're not giving out that wisdom to their sons about, okay, this is how a king is supposed to perform or conduct himself. But verse 5, lest they drink and forget the law, perverse the judgment of any of the afflicted. Now, what is the church? The church is a place for the afflicted. It's a place for those who are sick. Amen. He said, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish. So if you're ready to just not give your life unto the Lord, and not allow the Lord to work it out, the Bible says, give drink to him that is ready to perish. You ready to die? Go ahead and drink your drink. Drink your drink if you're ready to perish. And wine unto those who be of heavy heart. Yeah, you know that those who have heavy hearts, they just first thing they do is go pick up a bottle. Amen. Pastor Catrice, you want to weigh on this situation about King Lemuel and his mother and just the wisdom that his mother gave him concerning the mindset that he must have when going about choosing, the process of choosing, having his mind ready, having his spirit ready for that to go to find that good thing, which is that Proverbs 31 woman.
Praise the Lord. Yes, amen. Yes, she was giving him, it says in the Bible I'm reading, an oracle that was taught by his mother. And oracles are meant kind of really to be spoken of like the word of God, or, you know, just something spoken that has authority. And so what she was speaking to him had great authority, to the fact that she called it, that it's called an oracle here in the word of God. And so she was giving him some advice, some wisdom, some understanding about, you know, first of all, she talked about vows, and she talked about women, you know, don't spend your strength on women. You're bigger on those who ruin kings, because you don't just want to give away your anointing, give away your moral standard to just anyone. You want it to be saved up for the woman that God has called you to marry and to be your wife. And on down, as well as you was explaining, and just more that she went into about not being, you know, drinking wine or craving beer and those type of drinks,
right,
because
right,
those will influence you in the wrong way and influence you not have the right mindset whenever you are going about your business as a king or as a man of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse 89, it says, open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all, as are appointed to destruction. I know, and if you want to get in on it, amen, because I know my sisters are listening, and they're like, all right, hurry up and get to verse 10, amen, so I can call in. Well, amen is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416 on the spot, into Praiseman Media Group. We're talking about the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 woman. Amen. And we just covered the first 7 verses. Amen. But we're going to spend a lot of time when we get to the 10th verse on out to the end of the chapter. But we're just doing the opening text. Amen. Because a lot of people, when they describe the Proverbs 31 woman, they just immediately go to verse 10. They say, well, who can find a virtuous woman? Ho, 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 ho. Before you try to find a virtuous woman, brother, you need to come back on up with that mother taught to her son. Get your mind right. Get your spirit right. Because you got to have your mind right. Because if your mind right, if you ain't guided by the right spirit, my God, you're not gonna be able to choose. You're not gonna be able to choose wisely. You ain't gonna be able to choose wisely at all. That's why we must have the mind of Christ. Because if we have that mind of Christ, and our mind is renewed, just like the Apostle Paul said, then my God, then the choosing process becomes even more better. It comes more better and beneficial to us. So in verse 8. It says, open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all such are as appointed to destruction. open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Okay, so it's about justice. It's about making the right decision. Now, okay, sisters, now you can press one. The model woman. Now, it's 35-fold description. Now, it first talks about her personal character and value in verse 10. Now we get down to it. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. My God. Her price is far above rubies. Now, what does virtuous mean? I believe the Hebrew word for that is chayil. Chayil, which means strong in all moral and mental qualities. Amen. And then if you look in the Bible, the only woman who is even called a virtuous woman is Ruth. How about that? Ruth is the only one in the Bible who's called a virtuous woman. I believe it's Ruth chapter 3, verse 11. Amen. But she's the only one in the Bible who's called a virtuous woman. So if you want to know about a virtuous woman, you need to talk to Ruth. Amen. Because Ruth didn't mind getting on the threshing floor. She didn't mind leaving her past life behind to be obedient to God and the fellowship with another woman of God. Amen. She didn't mind. She didn't mind. Amen. So who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Pastor Catrice, where is the virtuous woman? Now, I'm not talking. I know you are a woman of God. I know you live by those principles and you strive to line up with the written word of God. But I'm talking about, where are the women of God? Where are the virtuous women at in this society?
Amen. Praise God. Brother, that is a good question. Amen. We pray and hope that they are in the body of Christ. And that doesn't necessarily mean we're just talking about church or church people or church, the women who are in the church. But we're talking about those who have been born again and who are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Amen. Yeah,
right.
Those are the women who are virtuous. Those are the women that within them flows rivers of living waters and all the characteristics that you're going to find in this passage of Scripture about being virtuous. You'll find those characteristics at certain levels in the women of God, you know, in the body of Christ. But praise be to God that they are existing, because while they have the Holy Spirit living within them, who He Himself is virtue from the Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. So the key word, brothers, is who. Okay? And the next key word is find. And the next key word is her price. Huh? So you can put yourself in there. Can you find her? Now, that virtuous woman, thank you, Holy Ghost. That virtuous woman got virtue. She's called a virtuous woman because she's full of the Spirit of God. She has power. She has power. So if you ain't got no power, how can you find a woman of God who has power? Huh? Come on now, talk to me now. Who can find a virtuous woman? Okay? So now it's who. You got to make sure you are full of virtue to find that woman. Okay?
Amen.
Now, find. Do you have what it takes to find? You have to be led by the Spirit to find her. If you got the Spirit, you say you got virtue, how much of a virtue do you have? How much of that Spirit do you have? How much of that strength do you have? We just read now in verse 3 that mother said to her son, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy way to that which destroyeth kings. So she said, do not give your strength to woman. She did not say, do not give your strength to the virtuous woman. So she's talking about the women out there in the world, brother. She's talking about the women that's out there outside of the church. Huh? But see, we're not coming against the sister that has not made it to the church. But within this context of the Proverbs 31, it will give you the ingredients as you strive to get to the level of a queen. Because the virtuous woman, she is a queen. She's a queen because she is governed by kingdom principles. And on that day, we will all be kings and priests. But on this earth, she's a queen. Amen. Come on and weigh on this, Pastor Catrice.
Amen. Praise God. Yes. you know, you really touched on something there, and you really, God really led you to that place of just saying, you know, that who can find that it's about the spirit within you being led with by the spirit. A man of God will have the spirit of God leading him, and he will already have that virtue within him, amen. And so sometimes you'll have to ask yourself, the question would be for the men of God out there, you keep thinking, well, I don't attract that type of woman, or I keep getting, you know, these women that are half-hearted, or, you know, and I mean, the thing would be to search your heart. Is there anything in you that doesn't have the virtue of God? It doesn't have, something you're doing or saying, or your lack of prayer life, or, you know, your lack of commitment and being faithful to God.
Come on
and
now.
You're not drawing, amen, that you're not drawing that Proverbs woman, 31 woman to you. So I just thank God for that revelation, amen.
Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, her price is far above rubies. Now, the Bible said her price is far above rubies. Now, it's up to you, man of God, to figure out how far above is her price. You got to be the number. See, you got to be able to be led by the Spirit to determine the number. For her price is far above rubies. You got to be able to determine how far above rubies is her price. My God. So who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Now, verse 11. And we're just talking about on the spot here tonight, on the spot, in the Praise and Media Group. The number is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. You can just press 1 to chime in on the situation. Amen. We're talking about the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31 woman. Where is she? Are you one, sister, woman of God? Are you one? And if you are one, come and get some a breakdown on this. Amen. Jump right on in. Make yourself at home. Man of God, if you have sight, amen, if you're led by the Spirit of God, come on in here and let's talk about it, amen. Let's talk about, amen, the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, amen, in Jesus' name. So now, we on verse 11 of Proverbs 31. We're talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. It says that the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. My God. My God. See that, Pastor Katrina? My God. The heart of her husband. See, the husband's heart got to be right. I was just in Apostle was just talking about this last night. Amen. And he was just talking about the heart. And one of the things he said that began to just really minister to me, he was talking about if your heart is hardened, if it fools with stones, the stone got to come out. And so the revelation that I got is this. You can't go looking for a virtuous woman and you got a heart full of stones. Okay? You can't, because then you get married, you're going to have bedrock. You're going to have bedrock. Y'all going to be a government of in the city of bedrock, amen. So the heart of her husband got to safely trust her. You know one of the things they say? They say, if you ain't got trust, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. But I beg to differ. If you don't have the love of God, you don't have anything. You don't have anything in that relationship. So the heart of her husband got to be right. And if it ain't right, he ain't going to trust her. But if it is right, he safely trusts her. He not only trusts her, but he safely trusts her. I can leave you in a room with 15 of the brothers at the church. I ain't worrying about it because I know the type of woman that God has given me. I know the type of woman that I've chosen by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And she knows she's a virtuous woman. So if she's a virtuous woman, your heart, man of God, safely trusts in her. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. He don't have to go out in the street to try to find a way, a better way than that which he receives at home. Amen. You just want to chime in on that, Pastor Catrice?
Amen. Praise God. You know, the NIV version says confidence, that he has full confidence in her. And that's what that word is, trust is meaning in the Hebrew, is to be confident and be bold with the confidence that he puts in her. And that, you know, it says that, like nothing of value, there'll be nothing of value lacking in the life of the man of God when he, you know, has a woman of virtue, when he has this Proverbs 31 woman. And truly, you know, you have, then you will have peace in a relationship. And there'll be, what you said, it'll be the avoidance of any stones, you know, all those cleared out and, you know, able to go forth in the things of God and truly be seeking his face and seeking his glory in the relationship. Amen.
Amen, amen. So it's very important to have trust, right?
Yes, it's very important, very, very important.
Amen. So you as a woman, woman of God, first and foremost, we all ain't been saved. Now, we got callers out there who ain't in the church, and they're striving to get there. God bless you, because you made a wise decision. But speak to my sisters out there who are outside of the church about the trust. How can you get to that place where you can have trust for your man and he have trust in you?
I would say, well, if you're saying they're outside the church and they're outside the body of Christ, and, you know, first you need to place your trust in God. Place your trust in Jesus Christ.
And, that's right.
You know, he's number one, and when you put your trust in God, you know, all the other relationships will line up, praise God.
Okay, it seems like we got a caller on the line, amen. It seems like we got a caller on the line. Amen. Welcome to On the Spot, Nathan, amen, in the Praise and Media Group. May I have your name, caller? Caller, are you there? Okay, well, I guess we lost our caller, amen. They'll call back. But go ahead, Pastor Katisha.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, having your trust in God. And he says to trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways and knowledge, him shall direct your path, amen. And so when you trust in God and you place your life in his hands, amen, you can trust that God will work all things together for the good of those who love him, amen, and called according to his purpose. So that is the first step. That is the first thing you want to do if you are outside the body of Christ, is to put your trust in Jesus Christ on today and trust him with your life and eternity. Amen. And then,
amen,
so,
amen. Okay.
Right.
Okay, we're going to move right along, amen, because I know we can get, even when the Holy Ghost get to moving, we can get this stuck on one scripture for about 20 minutes. So we're just going to move it right along, amen, for the benefit, amen, of time, and just to cover this subject and just give the listeners what is needed by the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible says in the 12th verse, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Oh, come on, somebody. She. Now we're talking about she. Okay? She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So that means long as she alive, she is supposed to do good unto her husband. Huh? It says, it's saying, woman of God, play your position. Play your position because you're queen. You're queen. You're virtuous Proverb 31 woman. You play your position. Well, my man, he ain't right in it. No. Because if the process of the courtship was in order by Almighty God, you should have the right one. You should have the right one. And if you don't have the right one, you need to go and seek God to get guidance on that particular issue. But the scripture talks about, it says she will do him good. Why? Because it starts with her. She knows her position. She's playing her position. Not that it's a game, but her position in the kingdom. She utilizing her position in the kingdom to be a blessing unto him. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Not evil all the days of her life. My God. So she's not bringing evilness. So when the man of God come home, there's no evilness waiting on him. If he's dealing with evilness out there in the world, he shouldn't have to have evilness waiting behind the doors for him when he get home. I'm trying to help somebody on tonight. She will do him good and not evil.
Amen.
All the days of her life. All the days of her life. It doesn't say that we have one good day out of the week or two good. No, all the days of her life. Why? Why? Because she's full of virtue. And if she's causing him more evil than good, then is she really a Proverbs 31 woman? Come on now, talk to me out there now, y'all.
That's right.
347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. On the spot, Nathan and In the Praisement Media Group, we're talking about the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 woman. I would love to hear from the women of God. I know we lost you, caller, earlier. You call back in, amen. We'll definitely patch you through. But definitely, she will do him good in verse 12 and not evil all the days of her life. Pastor Catrice, I know. How you feel on that particular verse?
The thing about being virtuous is, you know, it's being morally excellent and so having high standards and being righteous, you know, not your own self-righteousness, but having the righteousness of God
right.
is what this virtuous woman has. And so to be morally excellent is that you don't think of doing evil. You don't think of, okay, perhaps there was an unintentional, you know, hurt done towards you, you know, but you don't try to be vindictive. You don't try to pay back, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But you, what you seek to do is reconcile and let there be communication and let there be forgiveness. And so there's no harm done. There's nothing but love shared, and each person feels valued. And that's what God is wanting to see, you know. And that's what is really is going on with this virtuous woman, that there, she is valued. She has value, and her husband knows she has value, and later on, it'll say her children will even say that she has value. So it's just to be, it's not that you're striving to be that, but it's just like, that's who you are. That, is, that it becomes a part of your character and how you're known and how you carry out the things you do and you say in life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Moving right along. Amen. 13th verse. She seeketh wool and flax, watch this, and worketh willingly with her hands. She worked willingly with her hands. What does that mean? Well, she does not buy ready woven cloth, but she spends her own raw material from her own flocks. Huh? She worked willingly with her hands. She does things with her hands. She does, you know, she buy ready woven cloth. She spends her material from her own flocks. I mean, she worked for others willingly, cheerfully from her heart. This woman, amen, she seeketh wool and flax. Like, I remember in the old school, right? I remember years ago, I think my grandmother, I think she knew somebody. Or they used to make a lot of quilts, in other words. They used to make a lot of quilts. You know, them old school women, like the old mothers, amen. We still got a couple still around, amen. Glory be to God. They used to make quilts. They used to make pillows. They would make you a shirt and say, wear that, baby, my grandma. I won't wear it. But, you know, but, amen, they used to do a lot of work with their hands, amen. And they used to be a blessing to people. It used to be a blessing to the people around them, amen. But in verse 14, it comes together. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Oh, my God. This woman, I mean, she imports and exports. If she buys anything, she sells with a sufficient amount from her own manufacturer to pay for it. So this is the thing. She's an entrepreneur in her household. She's like the merchant ship. Okay, a merchant ship, you are, the household is dependent on this woman for the sustenance, for the clothes. The household is dependent on it.
Yeah.
You know, these are needs of the household, and she meets them. She meets them. Not because he told her, but because it's in her heart to do these things.
Yes.
Now, it's, the Bible's not saying, okay, do that. No. It's saying this is in your heart to do, virtuous woman. It's in your heart. The virtue that lies within you, it is leading you to do this. Amen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, and I'm going to let you chime in after this verse, Pastor Katisha. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Pastor Katisha, before I get started, would you chime in on those verses down to the 16th? I mean, turn to the 15th, my bad.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, I mean, this is about, just as I said before, this is part of her character. you know, because she wants to do this. This is how she shows, you know, care for her family and how she is watching over them and wants them to be sustained with all that they need, with all that, you know, that God would, as a willing vessel that she is, God would work through her and as her being a resource for the provision. And God is the provider, and God diligently, you know, provides for those who seek him. But this woman of virtue seeks to be this resource. She seeks to be this vessel, amen, that is diligently being supportive of her family and those who need her, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to continue on. If you're listening and you desire to chime in, do not be bashful. Don't be scared, amen. Amen. With the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty, is peace, amen. So you're on the spot with Nathan, amen, Interpraisement Media Group, 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. The phone lines are loaded. People are just listening in. People are messaging, amen, and they're saying they're being blessed. Glory be to God. We're talking about the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 woman. I know now, I'm just going to back up from the scripture for a second. I be in church, amen, just like you be in church. And we know that a lot of sisters in the church, they say this. Well, man of God, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. And then you say, okay, whoa, sister, do you really know what you're saying? I mean, you know, that's like years ago, they used to say out in the world, ride or die chick. I'm sorry, I'm getting old. Yeah, I know it's played out, but out in the world, it was one thing. And now in the church, it's like, I'm the Proverbs 31 woman. I'm like, okay, sister, do you really, really know what that means? Because a Proverbs 31 woman, it just, before she even speaks, her whole walk, her whole outlook on life is just a definition in itself. She ain't looking for a standard. She is the standard. When she walks into a room, the atmosphere changes. Not because she's showing her tater tots, honey buns, and ice rolls, but it's because the virtue that lies in her. When she speaks strategically. She speaks strategically. She don't just cast out words into the atmosphere. She's guided by a spirit that gives her manifold knowledge and wisdom. She's guided by a spirit that has something on the inside working in some way on the outside. So she don't dress to be a Proverbs 31 woman. She dresses because there's a spirit on the inside of her that's holy, and she compliments it by the way that she dresses. And the way that she dresses, she says to everybody who's around her, if you come up to me, you better have it together. And if you try to get into my spirit, you better have a word for me. And it better be an in-season word. And it better be a manna straight from heaven's door. If not, I have enough virtue in me to recognize the venomous tactics of your arrival in my presence. And I will address you as such. See, a virtuous woman, a queen, she can adjust to any scenario. She can adjust to any situation. She can adjust to dealing with a regular woman who's outside the church, who comes to her with drama. Oh, you think you all that? You think you all that? See, that queen, that Proverbs 31 woman, she'll hold her peace. She said, she might say to herself, you know what, if you'd have caught me when I was outside the church and I was on your level, I might have taught teacher something. But because I'm a queen and I'm confident in who I am, and you want to come against me because you are not confident in who you are. So you need to address that pain on the inside, sister, and transition yourself. My God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about the virtuous woman. Proverbs 31 woman. On the spot in the Praisement Media Group. Number 347-945-5416. My God, I feel the anointing right now. Amen. And listen, you can just push one. If you're on the line, you can press one. Come on in here. We're not going to bite. Amen. There's freeness and liberty. Your views will be respected. Amen. Ain't nobody going to jump on you or none of that stuff. Amen. And I know a lot of people say they're trying to get in, and amen. Just keep trying, amen. The lines are open up. But definitely, she considered a field. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on verse 15. She rises also while it is yet night. Now, hold up. And giving meat to a household and portion to her maidens? Hold up. Now, I know some sisters say, man of God, once I'm in my bed, I'm in my bed. You ain't getting me up out my bed. Once I close that door, I'm in for the night. If broad man said he want a pork chop sandwich or a ham sandwich, he better go find it himself. See, that's why we have a situation like that now. See, when you get married, it ain't over. You may got the job, but you got to keep the job. That's a job you got to keep. You're always excelling to perform at a high standard so that nobody can come with better credentials. I'm helping somebody right now. So know somebody won't come with better credentials and take your job. Amen. So then if you have this in your heart, you got to ask yourself, really, am I that virtuous woman? Am I that Proverbs 31 woman? Huh? Pastor Katisha, you want to chime in on this?
Amen. Praise God. Yes, you do want to, as women of God, to always be searching and examining ourselves and, you know, and find out, you know, where we are in the faith. And it takes, you know, faith to entrust and believing in God that, you know, that he sees the goodness of our hearts. And when we show that goodness, especially toward, you know, someone you're married to, your children, your neighbors, your community, man, you are representing God, virtuous woman of God. We are representing the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and that's what we need to remember. And, you know, not all the time we may even feel like, you know, doing something, but sometimes it's that sacrifice that can, you know, plant a seed that, you know, that will grow and for years to come of the sacrifice. And I'm not saying, I know my brother's not saying be a slave and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. There's some balance. There should be a balance in the relationship. But, you know, also that there ought to be a showing forth that we are daughters of the Most High God and that how we show the love of God in our actions. Amen.
Amen. We're moving right along. Amen. It's 347-945-5416. There's a lot of people listening. Amen. It's a lot of people listening in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A lot of people said they're getting a lot out of this. Amen. Glory be to God. We're on the spot, Nathan, an Interpraisement Media Group, Virtuous Woman, Proverbs 31 Woman. I'm Minister Brown. And on the phone, we have my co-host, Pastor Katisha of Mercy Tabernacle. Amen. In Tennessee, amen. Glory be to God. We're talking about this virtuous woman, amen. If you have input, you can definitely just push one if you're on the line, and you can give your response or what you got out the verse or if there's a revelation that you receive. Do not be intimidated or afraid. Just push one and chime on in. But we're talking right now. We are on, I believe, verse 15. She rises also while it is yet night, giving meat to her household, portion to her maidens. We're going to keep it right along because I'll be on that one all night. She considered a field and buy it with the fruit of her hand. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength. She straightened her arms. Verse 18, she perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth out by night. Hold up. Hold up. Now, okay, we know she considers a field and buy it. You see that? She considers a field and buy it. Okay, now what that's saying, okay, she got bank, she got money, she got all those things, but does she look down on her husband because she's able to buy a field? Does she look down on her husband because she's able to buy a field? No, no. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. Okay, she's getting money, she's a corporate woman, and then she's able to go out in the field and plant a vineyard. You see what she's doing? So not only does she have the corporate world on lock, but she got a home on lock, and then she's able to go out in the field and plant something. My, what a woman. And she girded her loins with strength, and she strengthened her arms. See, she's a real woman, amen. You know, I mean, she lifting it up herself. I mean, this is a woman. She's a woman. And she perceived that her merchandise is good. Look at it. She perceived that her merchandise is good. She know her worth. She knows her worth. And then the Bible says her candle goeth out, not out by night. So no matter what trials and tribulations come in, I believe it says, I shall not fear the terror by night. Glory be to God. I will not fear the terror by night because this woman here, no matter what kind of darkness comes to her, her candle go not out. I believe it says in John that we are the light of the world. Amen. He said, and then what God has given us is the light of men. When Christ's on the inside, is the light of men. Amen. So her candle go out, not out by night. No matter what comes in her direction, she's still on fire for God because she's baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And that fire allows her to shine in the darkness. The darkness does not change the candle. The candle light changes the house. It changes the house and everything in it. Verse 19 says, she laid her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. My God, my God. See, the distaff on which the wool or the flax was rolled and the spindle that twisted the wool into thread, they were just ancient part of the wheel. But you see how, the thing is, you see how this woman tackles the various areas of life. I mean, she's universal. She's the queen. She's universal. You see how the Bible lays it out? This woman, okay, you a corporate man or woman? You corporate? Okay, she can get with you. Okay, you in the hood? She can get. She ain't gonna come down in the mud with you, but she'll show you how to get up out the hood because she done been there and done that. Okay? Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Katisha, amen. You want to chime in on this? Okay. Amen. She stretched out her hand to the poor, yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. Stretch out our hands to the poor. To the poor. See, Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you. You will always have the poor with you. And I was talking to somebody earlier, and we was talking about this. And be mindful of the poor. Be mindful of the poor. Amen. Because you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? The rich man and Lazarus. He, rich man. I mean, he looked down on that poor man. But when it was all over, they went to two different places. One lifted their eyes up in hell, the other one in paradise. And who was in paradise? Sure wasn't a rich man. So she working with the poor. She working with the poor. That's what she does. She's working with the poor. She's working with the needy. She reached forth her hands to the needy. Amen. Verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow of her household. For her, all her household are clothed with scarlet. See, she's not anxious about the health and the comfort of her family in the winter season because she has fully provided all that is necessary for their protection. They are sensible enough to kind of protect themselves, which she has already provided. Now, she has coverings, carpet, furnishing, and all her stations in life. So you see what she's doing? I mean, what man would not appreciate a woman like this? When you have a woman that is universal like this, a queen, you think he will not have your bath water ready for you, sister? You think he would not have the food on the stove because he see that you're always doing? He feel compelled to do these things. You have roses on your job, not because you told him it was your birthday, not because it's some worldly Valentine's Day. Every day is Mother's Day for you. Every day is Mother's Day. My God. Every day is a Sabbath day. Because when the king and the queen come together, they unify and bring forth a Sabbath in their holy, honorable marriage. My God. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Now, she has it everything. She making all this stuff herself. Huh? Now, her husband in verse 23 is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Now, you see there? Her husband respects, you know? Her husband is known in the gates. So that what that says? That says he's a leader.
Mm-hmm.
He has a place of authority among the elders of the land. He is respected not only because of his position, but because he is the husband of a woman who is justly held in universal esteem. That's the type of woman that she is. See, that's why the Bible talks about, in I believe it's 1 Corinthians, the book of Corinthians, it talks about the hair of the woman. The hair of the woman is the glory of her husband. So we know in marriage that there's order. There's the man, there's the woman, and there's the child. But above that marriage, you have God. Above that marriage, you have God. So man, woman, child, but at the top above that man is God. So when a woman cut her hair, which the Bible describes as the glory, she is showing rebellion toward her husband. Yeah, she's showing rebellion toward her husband. Because the hair of the woman is the glory. That's her crown. Glory be to God. I'm not going to give you the scripture. It's a Corinthian. Go find it. You should be in your Bible anyway. I should have, you know, go and find it. Amen. So, but amen is a crown. Amen. What you think about that, Pastor Katisha?
Amen. It does say that in the scripture. If you go into the book, I believe it's Ephesians, it talks about how that the head of the is the husband. And the head of the husband is Christ, amen. And so I know we don't talk about that so much in these days and times, but it's over in Ephesians chapter 5, and it says in verse 22, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. And verse 25 says, husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the word, and present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Verse 28, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies, and he who loves his wife loves himself. So, you know, here it is. It's not just about the submitting of the wife, but it's also mainly here about the husband loving the wife. And as you heard, I don't know if you heard before, but I've heard before, you know, if the husband is loving his wife, I don't think there should be any problem with that wife submitting to her husband. And because love is patient, love is kind. It doesn't demand its own way, amen. And so in love, above all things, it covers a multitude of sins and wrongs. So we see here that the Word of God clearly is saying, you know, this is part of being a virtuous woman. Now, you may be a single woman. You could still be virtuous and still called to being virtuous, being morally excellent before the Lord God, him as your husband until he brings that one in your life, if that is his will. So we just praise God that, you know, that this virtuous woman is excellent. And we as women of God and of Christ Jesus walk in that excellence through the Holy Spirit. And to him be the glory and praise and honor. Amen.
Amen, amen. For those who are asking me, amen, you know, where is that scripture at that, you know, the hair of the woman, you know, you just pulled that out of your head, a man of God. And the Bible don't say that. Okay. I tell you, amen, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, okay, for those who are listening. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you just read that whenever you get a chance. I believe it's verse 6 through 16. Go ahead and correct me, amen. But it talks about how the woman's hair is the glory of the man, her hair. So why do you think on a virtuous woman that they're trying to get the cutting of the hair of the woman to be a style? Why are they trying to get it to be a style in the world? Because the enemy knows, the devil knows that that's your crown. That's your royalty. That's your royalty. And if he can get you to shave all your hair off, you know. See, the man is no longer Samson. He no longer has the Nazarene vow cutting off his hair. That's Old Testament. See, in the New Testament, this new contract that God has, you know, he commissions the woman for her hair. It's the glory of her, the glory of her husband. Amen. Amen. He says that the man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Amen. Glory be to God. So this is about, we're talking about the Proverbs 31 woman, the virtuous woman. We're on the spot, Nathan, in Inner Praisement Media Group, 347-945-5416. We're talking about the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31 woman. What is it all about? What does it mean? Now, I know that just now, Pastor Katisha, she was talking about Galatians, about the husband and the wife, and what is to be done in the marriage. And what is to done is this. It's submission one to another. All right? That's what it's all about. Submission one to another. All right? That's what it's all about in marriage. It says, wives, submit yourself unto your husbands as unto the Lord. So if you're able, virtuous woman, to submit yourself unto your husband, if you're, number one, if you can submit yourself to the Lord, there shouldn't be no reason why you're not able to submit yourself to the husband. Now, if you have a man of God, and he lives by the Bible, he's obedient to the written word of God, then you shouldn't have no problems. When a problem arises in the marriage, you know who to go to. Y'all will fall on your knees, y'all go to God. And I had this conversation. I had this conversation earlier, amen. And I was talking to a sister, amen. And I said, sister, put this as a standard for yourself. And the games that men play. Any man that can get on his knee, hand in hand with you, and pray with you, and take you to the king, that is a man that has no games. And if he has games, because he come into the presence of God, God will expose him just like that. Just like that. So if the man can't pray with you and be obedient to God, then why is he going to love you? Why is he going to be obedient to the love that y'all supposed to have? Huh? You see, that's the thing that we got to realize. Our obedience lies with God. True love comes from God. You don't never knew love like until you tap into the love of God. Amen? It says, husband, to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. My God, in marriage, you got to give yourself away. We sing the song, I give myself away so that you can use me. Well, if you get married and you're symbolic to Christ in the church, you better be prepared, because you're going to be giving yourself away, because there's certain things that you can't do no more. It's like that 18-wheeler that turns the corner, and you got a trailer load on the back. You got to watch how you turn corners, because now you got somebody else with you in the spirit. Amen. Pastor Katisha, you want to get in on this, how important it is just to recognize the roles that each other play in a covenant honorable relationship in marriage.
Amen. Praise God. There is great importance, and it's very one of the things we touched on. You just touched on is the prayer, especially between married couples. You're praying together and bearing one another's burdens can be one of the most powerful, you know, aspects of your relationship, and building the relationship, sustaining the relationship, and also in leading and guiding in the different roles and the different, you know, attitudes of the heart and mind that you should have toward each other as you carry out your lives together in service to the God who is seated on throne, who sees everything and hears everything, amen. And so, you know, just be encouraged. I think it's time just to encourage you. And if you are single and, you know, you're waiting on God to lead you to the person. You know, just be, you know, faithful in prayer to God, faithful in seeking his face, and faithful into hearing from him as he speaks through his word to you. And God is faithful to those who diligently seek him. And just be, and know that God cares about your desires of your heart. You should cast those on him, he says, cast them on him. And he shall, you know, sustain you. Amen. He shall give you peace in the midst of your anxiety, in the midst of anything that concerns you. God is for you. Amen. Be blessed. Glory unto God.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor Katisha. I'm going to say this. And according to the Word of God, just what you was talking on Ephesians chapter 5. Now, let's be clear. The Proverbs 31 woman is established all throughout the Bible. It even calls her daughter of Sarah. Daughter of Sarah. Because if you're of the household of faith, then you're a daughter of Sarah. It even tells you in Peter that Sarah, what she used to do, she used to call Abraham Lord. She used to call Abraham Lord, not capital L, like the Lord of Lord, King of Kings. See, that's why it says that he's the King of Kings. See, God is the King of the kings of this earth, and he's the Lord of the lords that are on this earth. So a woman said, listen here, I ain't calling no man Lord. Whoa. What do you think? Why do you think God say he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? In England, what do you think they call their men? What you want, my lord? You see why they do that? See, it's to show respect for the man. So that man, what are you calling your woman? What are you calling her? Come here, baby. No, man. See, this is why Eve was able to be in the conversation with a serpent. Because Adam didn't take the time to tell her who she was. He didn't take the time. Well, she's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. What good is that going to do, a woman going against a doggone serpent? What good is that going to do? And now he's running that game. Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, God know you're going to be as gods, you know. You don't know the difference between good and evil. He made her felt like she was missing out on something. He made her feel like she was missing out on something. Oh, my God, my man ain't tell me that. Adam holding out on me. That's why he don't talk to me. Huh? Well, he said, wait. The Bible don't say he wasn't talking to her. Well, why was the serpent able to roll up on her? You tell me. Okay, she made in the image of God. Then what she's lacking? She's lacking information. And the Bible said, ye are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Our people destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. It doesn't mean that you don't have knowledge. You don't have enough of the right knowledge. And if your knowledge comes from the Word of God, you have the right knowledge. But the problem is, a lot of the queens out there, they're calling themselves queens, and they don't know how to rule the kingdom with the king because they have not picked up the manual and read the directions on how to rule or how to have dominion. How can you rule on your throne and you haven't read the book? You haven't read the book. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So if it be the case, which it is the case, amen. So you ain't going to live by the food that you eat in the physical. That man is commissioned to give the word of God to his queen. And the more word that you give to her, the more virtue. What happened to that, to the woman with the issue of blood? What happened? Now watch this now. She had an issue of blood. The Bible said in Leviticus, in the blood is where the life is. The life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. Okay? She had an issue with her life. Watch this. She grabbed the hold of Jesus. If I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Now, oh, glory be to God, this is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So now she touches Jesus. Jesus said, he felt somebody touch him. Why? Because the virtue went out of him. The virtue went out of him. Now, what was that woman lacking? She was lacking virtue. Her spiritual condition became a physical ailment. So a virtuous woman, she is able to work in the field. She is able to work in the corporate world. She is able to do all these works with her hands. She is able to do all these things because she's full of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. She's full of the Spirit of God. And she's walking in integrity. She changes the... She comes in contact with other women. She's able to empower them to become world changers. She's the Titus 2 woman. She teaches the young women to keep their legs closed. She teaches the young women on how to be a virtuous woman, what it takes, what scriptures is needed, what scriptures built her up. She learned all these things, and she's able to pass them on. The virtue that she walks in is the candlestick that never goes out in darkness. And she's able to illuminate others. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're on the spot with Nathan. Praise God. We're having a good time here. I'm your host, amen, Minister Brown. I'm here with Pastor Katisha of Mercy Tabernacle in Tennessee. Amen. We are having an awesome time. We're talking about the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 woman. The number is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. Amen. Glory be to God. We're having an awesome time. Listen. We're here every Monday and Thursday. On Monday, it'd be the mantle of God, amen, where we pray for others, amen, and we do fellowship, amen. So if you have biblical questions, amen, you could just call on in, amen, on Monday at 9 o'clock. Pastor Katisha, tell them what you got going on.
Amen. Praise God. Glory be unto Jesus. One of the ministries that God's put on my heart is called the Seeds of Harvest Coaching Ministry. We do coaching ministry for men, women, children, and youth. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and Seeds of Harvest is the name of the programming. We have on Monday mornings, we have Monday Refreshing to refresh the saints and encourage them for the week. Then on Wednesday, we have Biblical Coaching. And then on Saturday, we have Youth of Harvest. And glory be unto God. We're just about equipping the saints, because God said to pray for the laborers to go out into the harvest. So we want to be an encouragement and empowerment to the saints as they go forth to do the will of God out into the harvest fields that are ripe for right now to sow seeds, water seeds, and it's God who makes them grow. Amen.
Amen, amen. So you also do I know you had some other artists on your show as far as one says that she does gospel neo soul. Amen. I was kind of weary of that thing, but till I took a listen to it and judged the spirit, amen. It's pretty refreshing, amen. I had to admit, it's pretty refreshing, amen. It's an awesome program. I had to honor myself to be on there, amen. I know she does the broadcast. I think it's like you said, it's a 15-minute broadcast.
On Thursday, the Jesus Child Poetry, it's 30 minutes, and that's on Thursdays that we broadcast that, and that's under on Blog Talk Radio as well, and that's Jesus Child Poetry. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, after we go off the air, why don't you do yourself a favor and go down to Beyond the Veil International Ministry, where the overseer is the Mouth of the South, Pastor Evangelist Ava Miles, amen. They're doing a teleconference, amen. Listen, these sisters go in. When I say these sisters go in on the Word of God, amen, they go in, okay? The number is 209-255-1000. That's 209-255-1000, code 396-465. You can push pound. The code again is 396-465 pound. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those sisters, they go in. They very led by the Spirit. Amen. They're led by the Spirit of God. Amen. It's not a time I have not gone up in there and was not quickened by the Word of God. So you definitely want to check that out. That's Pastor Evangelist Ava Miles. Amen. The Mouth of the South. Amen. A fireball word of God. I pump nobody up, but that woman of God, she's a problem for the devil. I bless God for her. She's needed in the kingdom of God. Amen. Definitely you want to check out Prophetess Dewan Robinson. Amen. I know she's on Facebook. Marketplace Prophet. She runs a School of the Prophets. Amen. She does the Marketplace Prophets. You can go in there and find her. Amen. And give a shout out to GQ Palace. Amen. Rich Archibald, Sister Lavina Polite, Sister TC, amen. Holland, amen. We give y'all a shout out, amen. I know they said they was going to call in. I know they got some work to do on GQ Palace with Brother KL and Sister Braxton's show, amen. But we're going to wrap up. We're definitely going to come on in because we got probably 15 minutes left on our broadcast, amen. So we're just gonna put a nice bow tie by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we give God glory tonight. In Jesus' name. So now if you're on the line, just push 1. It's 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. We're talking about the virtuous woman, Proverbs 31 woman. Glory be to God. So listen, now, this is the thing now. You have people out there that call themselves Christians, okay? All right, we're still on the subject of the Proverbs 31 woman now. Now, sisters, you got somebody that says they're a believer of Christ. They believe in Jesus Christ. They go to church. Listen, a Proverbs 31 woman is not judged on what church she goes to, whether she a Baptist, whether she a Methodist, whether she a apostolic, Pentecostal, non-denominational, African Methodist, Kojic, Church of God in Christ, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Apostolic Faith, Church of First Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all these other organizations, Jehovah Witnesses, Lutherans, Seventh-day Adventists, Reformers. None of that stuff matters. None of that stuff matters, okay? It is your heart, okay? What we learn, amen, is that you're anointed. God anoints you when he examines your heart. When you look at David, David was anointed by God because of his heart. Because of his heart. So the woman of God's heart, she gains virtue by her heart that seeks after God. Like her heart chases after God. Her heart prays for God. Why does the Bible refer to only one virtuous woman in the whole Bible? Okay? You say you're a virtuous woman. The Bible only describes one out of the whole Bible. There's only one described by the Bible. And that is Ruth. That is Ruth. In the fourth chapter of Ruth, it only describes Ruth. Out of all these women in the Bible, it don't even describe Sarah as one. It described Ruth as far as virtuous woman. So what kind of standard? You say you're the virtuous Proverbs 31 woman? You got to walk in power. You got to walk in integrity. You got to walk in this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now, you can't judge a woman by what church she goes to. Okay? We know that many false prophets have gone out there in the world. It says that in the field of the world there are wheats and there are tares. When they asked Jesus, they said, who done this? He said, an enemy has done this. He has sown tares. So now the wheat represents the true believers of Christ in the church. The tares represents the ones that the devil has sent. So you can't judge a person who go to church as being a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't judge a person who said they're a Christian and take them at that they're actually a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we got Christian Scientology. We got all kind of sects of Christians. Okay, so you got to be mindful. What are you, man? I'm a Bible follower. I'm a Bible follower. Okay, I follow the Holy Scriptures. That's it. Jesus ain't say. He said just be holy. That's all he said. Be holy. I don't get into all of that denominational, all of that title stuff. He said be ye holy, for I'm holy. So if you want to ask me what I am, I'm just being holy. That's it. But praise God, we're talking about the virtuous woman. Virtuous woman. So you can't judge her based on what church she go to. You judge about the fruit that she bears. That's all. You judge about the fruit that she bears. The fruit that she bears. Because that will tell you a lot about her. That will tell you a lot about her, about the fruit that she bears. Because if she has the Spirit of God, it's going to come out in her talk. It's going to come out in her walk. It's going to come out in the... See, it's really going to come out when she's placed in the darkness. You see back in the Scriptures where we just left at? It talk about her candle not goes out by night. Come on now, you still got to be with me in Proverbs 31. It says in Proverbs 31, in verse 18, it says she perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. See, her candle don't go out by night. It don't go out by night. A man can come to you with all kind of darkness, all kind of darkness. You can have legions of demons in you. But because you walk in the light and you have the light, when he comes into your presence, you'll be like, whoa, ooh, 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 Jesus, who are you? Oh, I see who you is. Oh, 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 I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hi. And he'll flee. He'll flee. You know? See, you got to be careful. Because the devil will send. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody tonight. See, the devil will send people, men, who will try to rob you of your virtue. He will send them. He will send them. See, why do you think the big-time drug dealers got church women? Huh? For some brothers, that's the closest to God they going to get. But instead of them converting the dealers end up converting them. Because what happened is fornication will come in. And now the woman who don't smoke no cigarettes or smoke no blunts, she'll be laying in the bed with him and be like, baby, let me hit that. Oh, you want to hit this? You sure? Yo, let me get that. Why? Because that same spirit that has caused him to be smoking, that same demon that's got him smoking and puffing, that thug life spirit, is now, she done went into him, became one with him and slept with him. Now she operating that thing. So what happened to the virtue? What happened to the virtue? The virtue is gone. The candle done went out. And now she night. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus can bring you out. I'm here to tell you that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I'm here to tell you that he said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee. So what that mean? He said all men. If you got Christ in you, woman of God, all men are going to come to you. But it's by the Spirit of God you're able to discern what is for you. What is for you? What is good? What is not good? What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? You are able to discern these things. Amen? Amen. Pastor Katisha, I know we are running out of time, amen, and the folks just let me know they're being blessed, amen. Give God the glory on tonight, amen. We had an awesome time on this broadcast tonight. We give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. We give honor to every virtuous woman out there, even you, woman of God, that are on the line, amen. Don't never feel that you can't get to the standard. Don't never feel that you are not the standard. Speak into your life. Speak into your existence. Because you can overcome whatever you're in. You speak into your life. If you say, well, I'm just not there, Brother Brown. Listen, you are there by faith. You are overcomer. You are overcomer. You can do it. If you are on the line, if you're listening in, you are already virtuous. Because what is being released by the Spirit of God is virtue. It's water going forth. Amen. All you got to do is receive what's coming forth by the Spirit of God and allow it to quicken your spirit. My God. It's virtue. You can allow that to make you. Just receive all God has. Stick to the Bible. Any closing words you would like to say, Pastor Katisha?
Amen. I'm not sure if we got there toward the end of that Proverbs 31 when it says her children rise up and call her blessed and her husband also, he praises her. And that's the one thing you just did, brother, was give some affirmation to the women of God and, you know, praising them, giving them the praise for the virtue that's within them. And, you know, praise can go a lot of way, not to praise to make people boast or, you know, high-minded, but to be encouraging, to be an encouragement to them. Praise, it means in that particular scripture, it says to make a show, to boast about, you know, to rave over, to celebrate. So we need to celebrate in the body of Christ, the virtuous women, the women of virtue. You know, if you do something in your church, you know, or just like tonight on this broadcast, have a time of celebration. And so we just commend the women of God, amen, that who are living that virtual lifestyle, amen, unto God and doing all that he has called you to do, amen, to stand your ground. And you've done all that you can do, woman of God. Continue to stand. Go ahead and stand it on the word of God, amen. And the enemy comes at you with lies and distraction and slander and tries to tear down what God has already built up in you. You just continue to go on. And as the man of God just said, speak over your life. Speak into your own life, amen, and celebrate and commend what God is doing in your heart and in your spirit. To God be the glory. Be blessed on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you're right. We didn't finish out the last couple of verses, but I just finished out the last couple of verses briefly. Verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth delivered girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, eating not the bread of idleness. My God. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless God for that virtuous woman. Amen. So I just bless the women of God and the sisters that are holding on. Amen. Those who are striving for the virtue, amen. Those who got oil in their lamp, even the little bit that you do got, protect the anointing, sisters. Protect the anointing. God will increase you even as you journey to even further to his presence, amen. God will do that, amen, in Jesus' name. I know we're going to be heading over after the broadcast to Beyond the Veil International Ministries, where the mouth of the South is, amen. Pastor Evangelist Ava Miles, amen. You tell her that Pastor Brown sent you, amen. Glory be to God. It's 209-255-1000. Code is 396-465. Amen. You just go there and be blessed. That's 209-255-1000. The code is 396-465-pound. We will be going there after the broadcast. I know them sisters are going in. In the name of Jesus, amen. She's a very good friend of mine, amen, a powerful woman of God, amen. So if you definitely want a word from God on tonight, if you need some more oil, amen, after leaving this broadcast, you can definitely go on over there and get full, amen, I promise you. And amen, tell her I sent you, amen. Glory be to God. So, amen, definitely be sure to check out interpraisement.blogspot, interpraisement.blogspot, amen. I know the Wordplay 2 book is out. I'm also in that book. It's 13 poets, and you have 13 topics of some of the best Psalms writing that is out there, right along with a lot of spoken word artists, amen. Make sure you pick that up, amen. You know, and if you need any production done, any worship songs, instrumentals, praise, amen, gospel, be sure to drop a note in the Almega Waters production page, amen. They post a lot of scriptures on there, and also an Interpraisement Media Group. You can definitely check them out on Facebook for your worship and praise needs, amen. They don't do a whole lot of putting their work out there, amen, because they just believe in Interpraisement and Kingdom Connections. It's all about Kingdom Connections. You want things to be done by the Holy Spirit, so you really don't want to advertise, because the Bible says your gift will make room for you. But I say that we can do any beat. We can do any beat, any instrumental, point blank. We can do anything, all right? We can do anything. Any beat you want, worship, praise. Even if you need a song for your gospel album, we write praise, we write worship. We write quartet songs as well. Amen. Man, we be guided by God. We just want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So definitely drop a note in Almega Waters box. Amen. Amen. Definitely check out the Diva Squad on Wednesday. TC and Rachel on Blog Talk on GQ Palace. Check them out. Amen. I know I always joke with TC. It's TC and Rachel. Amen. Love those sisters over there. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love definitely Sister Levine Polite. That's Rich Archibald's queen. She got Spiritual Sunday on GQ Palace. Definitely an awesome program. I know Minister Weathersby is on there. Amen. Minister Cheryl Miller, she's on there. In Jesus' name, it's an awesome program. Amen. It's definitely after church. You could just definitely call in. I believe it comes on at, I'm going to say 8 o'clock. I'm going to say 8 o'clock, amen. Either 7 or 8, but just to be sure, call at 8. Don't want to misinform anybody. In Jesus' name, God is good. So I just listened to that song in the background. It talks about still being here. Virtuous woman, you are still here. You are still here. Through the many men who have broke your heart, you are still here. Through the many men who have mishandled your heart, you're still here. My God, God was able to save you and preserve you for such a time as this. It's not over. You may be in a bad situation on tonight, But I want to extend an invitation to those who don't know Jesus Christ on tonight. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you can have salvation tonight. Where you at? You can just bow your head, amen, and just call on Jesus and say, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, renew me, create in me a clean heart, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill me, dwell in me, baptize me into your body, save me, Lord, and be my Lord. I don't want to be a child of the devil. I don't want to be a with the author of confusion. I want to be in your kingdom, God. And he will tell you that this day, thou shalt be with me in the kingdom. Hallelujah. God will save your soul on tonight. If your heart has been broken, fall to the Lord in prayer. He will give you oil on tonight. My God, if you fell into fornication with a man who misrepresented himself as being a king, you bow your head on tonight and know God is the King of Kings. And he wants to fill you with the Spirit that will help you to recognize the true king on tonight. My God, he will make you over. It is not the end for you. This too shall pass. The woman with the issue of blood, as we was talking about earlier, she had issues, but she know where to go. And you know where to go. Come to Jesus on tonight. Come to Jesus on tonight. Yes, yes, I discern by the Holy Spirit that somebody said thank you on tonight. Holy Spirit sees you. You might not be in front of my face, but I know the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. In Jesus' name. God can deliver you. You don't need sex, you need God. You don't need that man's money, you need God. God will strengthen you and make you over to a vessel that's fit for honor. In Jesus' name. Pastor Katisha, speak to the sisters as we begin to close.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for ministering by his word, by his Holy Spirit. God is ministering, amen, to the souls. He's ministering right now, amen, to encourage with power, to strengthen, to tear down some things, build up some things in the spirit, amen. And know that God is the God who is long-suffering with us. He says that he is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to come through repentance. And it is by his kindness, it's his goodness that leads us toward repentance, that leads us toward this great relationship with the Lord God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator, our advocate with the Father. And so on tonight, as we talked about this topic of a virtuous woman, a Proverbs 31 woman, we pray that all who listened in, all received a nugget, received something from the Lord to encourage your spirit, amen, to help you walk on in the Lord, to help you, amen, to grab a hold of his word and meditate on it. He said, day and night, you will then be prosperous and successful. Be blessed. Go with God.
Amen. Go with God.
Some of you need to close your eyes right now. Talk to the Lord and say, I see you. Hello, you're in the chat room. How you doing tonight? Hello? There you go. Hello, you in the chat room? Hello? Oh, she's gone. Hello, Pastor Brown. Must have been hanging up, too. Oh. That's how it works. Do that.